Now, if you've ever been to Prague and visited Old Town Square, you'll know where Dům Urota is. The neo-Renaissance building has a facade dating back to 1890, but its foundations go back 600 years. For a century and a half, it was home to the famous Rott hardware store, but later was turned into a delicatessen, and then a glassware and crystal cellar. Now there's to be another change. The site will soon reopen as a famous international franchise, the Hard Rock Cafe. Jan Wellinger has the story.
For years, it was the place in Prague to buy hardware, Urota, just off Prague's Old Town Square. Opened in 1840 by the Urott family, featuring a facade by Mikuláš Eles, the store sold everything from hardware goods to mechanical items to clock parts, and later even musical instruments. It experienced its greatest heyday in the 1930s and survived 40 years of communism, only closing its doors in 1989. In the 90s, the building, which was returned to descendants of the original owners, underwent extensive reconstruction before reopening as a quality delicatessen. But that only lasted for a few years before it was replaced by a crystal and glassware store. Now, Urota will be home to a new franchise, the Hard Rock Cafe. The venue is due to open in April, echoing openings in other international cities, including India's Delhi and Italy's Venice. The Prague venue will cover 1,900 square meters, making it the largest of the franchise cafes in Europe. What can visitors expect? Above all, a restaurant offering southern food from ribs and Tex-Mex dishes to salads, two desserts such as apple cobbler, and of course, we can't forget American hamburgers. A Hard Rock Cafe representative has said the prices would reflect local competition, although there is no exact word on that yet. As for the other main attraction, Hard Rock Cafe wouldn't be what it is without featuring famous rock and roll memorabilia. The Prague venue will reportedly display the following: jeans belonging to U2 singer Bono, a dress of Madonna's from her Virgin tour in 1985, and a black boa which once belonged to Gwen Stefani. It's a far cry from the nuts and bolts which used to be sold at the same address. Now franchise representatives are confident rock lovers in Prague will come into their own.
Jan Wellinger, rock lovers in Prague.